Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and tonight I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha. Good evening, Shireen.
Good evening, Dan.
We're going to discuss giving tonight. So, when we're talking about giving, is this generosity of spirit? How are we going to frame
both,
it?
Both, actually. Both. Generosity of spirit and even physically giving.
Physically giving. Which one would you like to start off with?
Let's start off with physically giving.
Good.
I feel physically giving has a connection with generosity of spirit.
Absolutely.
When we give, one of the things that I was recently watching a TED, in TED.com, I was watching a talk, and they were talking about giving, about eradicating poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that for us to really eradicate poverty, that I have to live simply. Especially, let's say if I eat out, and if I eat out in a really expensive restaurant, how much money that costs? With that kind of money, we can feed
at least 10 people.
But also, not only that, how many clothes do we need? How many cars do we need? You know, it's not like you eat money. And so I feel if I live economically and I live simply, then definitely poverty will be eradicated. And I feel like my giving is my simplicity.
So you make the same amount of money, you spend it less on frivolous things. Now, I think the important thing to stress on here is when you're doing this, you're not feeling you're cheating yourself. Indeed, you're getting, and this will move us to the generosity of spirit, you're connecting with a wider circle of enjoyment.
Yeah, right. If you think about life, really, for me, life is about three things. Is to learn, because I love being a student, whatever it is, student of spirituality, student of engineering, whatever it is. A student, and then to give. And I feel the giving is to learn and to share. For me, that's what I feel, to learn and to share. And also, I feel when we share, the reason why life becomes enjoyable for me is I feel that connectedness. Otherwise, there is no connectedness.
I agree that in a funny way, the whole sense of abundance is a mental state, first of all. There are many people who are multi-multi-millionaires who do not experience abundance. They experience opulence.
Wealth, but there isn't enough. There's never enough. Even if your mind, you keep thinking, I want more or more of something.
Then you're not living an abundant life.
Yes.
Exactly. So in the act of giving, especially if you're giving, not just, oh gosh, give till it hurts, but in the act of giving generously, which is generosity of spirit, you are feeling the abundance that there is plenty.
Right. You know, people might ask this question, what does it, how does me living simply translate to eradicating poverty in the world? I feel that consciousness which happens, in which I live simply, I really feel that consciousness travels. Everything has a vibration, and we actually, for me, it's more important to vibrationally give something by my actions have a very powerful vibration. And that vibration actually transmits everywhere.
So with people, we can, I mean, some there's an old Arab saying that if you have a lot, then give money. If you don't have a lot, then give your heart. But everyone can give something. So I think we need to also come to things like giving encouragement. Giving good thoughts, giving time. I know many people that find it easier to buy their kid a new car than to spend a weekend with them.
For me, I call the three things, cooperation, love, and company. That people need my cooperation, that it's important to give my cooperation. It's important to give my love. But most importantly, right now, people need good company. And so it's important to give good company, whether it's parent to children. I don't think anything can replace. They might, you know, they might not remember their car, the car that, but they will definitely remember the life's lessons that their parents have given them.
And that good company relates to our friends, to our children, to everyone in our world.
I
was in a talk and listening to a fellow executive coach, and he was telling a story of his three-year-old, and he's divorced, and he had that day, the three-year-old was with him, and he was preparing for a busy day, And he just gave her something to color, and she interrupted and kept interrupting. He says, "Sweetheart, okay, Daddy's working." And then she said, "Daddy, what happens when I die?" And he said, "Well, sweetheart, you'll go to heaven, and everything will be fine. You'll be with God." And a moment later, "Now get back. I got to get back to work." And she said, "When I die, will you be there?" And he said, "Of course, I'll be there, and Mommy will already be there, and everybody, you'll be very happy there with all of us." And she said, "And when I die, and I'm in heaven with you and Mommy, and I sing, will you listen?" And he suddenly went, "Oh my gosh, I'm not listening now. Of course you would ask that question." And that's that giving good company, I think.
Yes,
that sense of the child saying, you know, "I just need to be reassured."
Will be listened to be really listened to. See, you know, to yeah. see them as beings. I know we have to work. I know we have to do all of those things.
Yeah.
But I feel that if we genuinely give of ourselves while we are with them, instead yeah. of thinking about 10 million things and worrying about this and worrying about that, then I think that she would be able to pick it up.
Yeah. So in part of this generosity of company, possessions, or what have you, that feeling that there is always going to be enough is a huge trust leap right into the sea of abundance, I would think.
Right, right. You know, I feel giving, interestingly, even money,
yeah.
it's such an energy about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people are always wondering, like you were saying, trust yeah. that it's going to come back. But I feel if you understand the energy behind these things, then it's mm-hmm. very easy, because you see that energy keeps flowing.
Yeah.
And if it's flowing and it's abundant energy is flowing out, then abundant energy will flow back in. If you're just holding on to whether it's money, whether it's
right.
your time, whatever it is, then that is not...
It stagnates.
It stagnates, and it's not moving. And it's important to understand that energy of giving.
You know, the easiest way to see that for me is to watch when someone starts getting grabby, and I've seen it in families, where there might be something like an estate being divided, and one of them starts grabbing. It certainly happens with divorces, but that's another variable added in there. But if one person starts getting grabby, it seems to encourage the others to, and pretty soon, everybody feels like they're not getting enough,
mm-hmm.
which is the opposite of giving, and it's also the opposite of abundance if nobody is happy with what they have.
Right, right. You know, that brings us back to this point. For me, the mm-hmm. best way of giving is I have to become something. I have to become honest. I have to become abundant. I have to become fragrant. I have to become beautiful, like a rose.
Uh-huh.
And then after becoming, if I really give, whatever I'm becoming, whether I become the embodiment of trust, whether I become the embodiment yeah. of courage, mm-hmm. then if I give courage, then that really is a true act of charity.
Uh-huh.
You know, like true
right.
act of giving, because I become it. And then there's strength in that giving.
I've thought of how many life lessons I've gotten from people that were virtual strangers, that there was something about them in their generosity of spirit, in their reaching out to help, that they had no idea that I existed beyond someone they encountered in the moment, yet I carried from that something. And that wasn't from their doing so much as from their being. And I, you know, we if we've ever sat with people that are truly spiritual, you can feel it.
Like a rose.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about a rose just now when you were talking. A rose, when you go into a room, it's not really reaching out to give to you.
Yeah.
It's just being.
Yeah.
And in its being, it's giving so much, because there is that fragrance, there is that beauty, there is that color, there's that form. And all of those things, if we become all of these things spiritually, then we automatically just start giving.
So in a funny way, if I can carry your rose analogy, the rose isn't trying to give, as you say, but it is being authentically a rose. And part of when we're not being authentic is we're not giving a real signal of who we are. And therefore, if we're pointing to our mask and saying, "That's me," then that can't be giving of ourselves.
Right.
By definition, it
right.
is covering ourselves
right.
up
right.
With the mask-like thing. So this giving thing, which I didn't expect it to do, actually moves into giving the essence of who we are, which is based on a way of doing that, is authenticity, I would think.
Right, right. You know, I was especially thinking about in silence. And I mean a spiritual silence, not a physical silence, because a physical silence actually has a different connotation. You know, people are, there's so many atrocities, we can't be silent and things like that. But I mean that silence of thoughts where my mind is not in that chatter and there's not that cacophony of things going on inside. If I give that kind of silence to people, if I send those kinds of silent vibrations to people, I feel it's the highest act of giving. Because what happens is, I've noticed in that form of giving, that people actually transform.
Ah, so what you're doing is sharing your serenity of sorts?
There's a different power in that. There's a very, very different power in that silence, which transcends anything we can actually physically say happened. But for me, I feel if someone is really miserable about something, obviously there's something within them that's making them hold on to that misery. It's nothing external. Right. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
That there's nothing external. You are in the cage and you're refusing to know that the door's open and you need to get out. And I feel, but what happens is that in that silence, they change, they come to those realizations themselves, if I am giving that power of silence to people.
Ah, so in that silence, there's nothing to push against. There's nothing to rail against.
There's no resistance. If I tell them, it might not work, because they might tell me, but who are you?
Yeah.
But if I'm giving them that donation of the power of silence, then they automatically seem to realize. It's kind of like a spiritual thing that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, just like if you give money, someone's life changes. In the same way, I've noticed that if you give the power of silence, their thoughts change and they change. Their patterns of being change.
How does that differ, or how is it similar to giving the sense of unconditional love, or you're totally acceptable in this moment?
Love is a different feeling of the soul. It's a different quality of the soul than silence. Both are qualities. It's like a primary color. Actually, both of them are primary qualities of the soul, like red and green. They're different qualities. They have different feelings attached with them.
By the way, green's not a primary color. Blue and yellow.
Okay, red and blue and yellow.
Yeah.
And so the thing that happens is I feel in that love is there, but in silence, the other soul also sees their own cage. They see their own mistakes, because their cacophony is not going. Because our own thoughts really trap us so much where we are. And if I'm giving that silence, then they come out of that.
Got it. And that is giving someone the opportunity to be free of the chatter by not adding to the chatter with advice. So giving advice is not really in the thing of giving, which people are...
No, if people ask you for it, and not only people ask you for it, because many people ask me for it and don't follow.
Yeah.
And so if people ask you for it and you know that they're going to follow is a different matter.
Yeah.
But even otherwise, if they don't ask you for it, if we really care about people, I think we should experience that silence and give it to them.
So, if someone comes to you with problems, do you sit and meditate with them? Because I know you do a lot of counseling with people in that sense.
Yeah, right. Okay. I do meditate with them, and I also meditate after they leave, giving them that silence.
Yeah. And when that happens, do you get feedback that they're feeling that?
Yeah, even actually yesterday I was in our retreat center, Peace Village, and someone was telling all of a major issue that's going on in their lives. And I just sat very, very quietly and I told them, after sitting in silence for a long time and giving that donation, I just said one or two things. And before she was leaving, she said how much her life was changed and, you know, the sparkle back in her life. And
that's good. So, wow, we've covered a lot with the idea of giving, from physical giving, money, to time, to company, to the silence that it takes to find who we are within the void.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
Whether it's simplicity of thoughts or simplicity of the way we live, translates to giving.
Thank you for giving me these ideas.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Shireen, and thank you for joining us. Good evening.